Thank you so much, Art Levy. Lori Gallardo here in for Jay Trachtenberg, and I am in the magical place known as Studio 1A. And I am genuinely excited because the band I am hosting this afternoon has a new album out, Places You've Not Been. And if you have not seen them perform live, I keep saying this over, sound like a broken record, but telling you, you need to experience this band live, and you'll get to do so Friday at the Cactus Cafe. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Milk Drive.
She was born in January, not far from the mountains and the trees. A cold wind blew when she arrived, and it turned the water table dry. Are you used to it? Water's getting cold. Where do you stand? The water's getting cold. She rose up on the stead of her own. When you turned around, she'd be gone. Took the river north of Mexico, through the eddy where the water's still and cold. Are you used to it? The water's getting cold. There's a mystery in the eddy when the water's getting cold.
Drive in Studio 1A with The Water. And of course, I might add vocal harmonies that make me weak in the knees. Seriously, featuring Mr. Brian Bacon, Dennis Ludeker, Noah Jeffries, and Jesse Dalton, multi-talented individuals. And again, gentlemen, thank you for playing in Studio 1A this afternoon.
Absolutely. It's always great playing in here.
Love having you here. And, of course, the show coming up at the Cactus Cafe Friday night. You did bring up a very good point here. It's going to be kind of a rare show. Everybody's so busy.
We're not exactly hitting the pavement like we used to. Well, I mean, we still are, but not as this group. We've all been kind of playing with different people.
Yeah.
Dennis is playing with Asleep at the Wheel.
Yes, sir.
Noah and Jesse over here have really been hitting the pavement with The Deer, which I'm sure your listeners are pretty familiar with.
Yes, indeed.
And I've been playing with Robert O'Keefe, and we've had some time off recently, so we're getting together as Milk Drive now.
Hooray! It's like a reunion. No, but sounding fantastic. And I'm going to geek out again. It's not the first time for me. But I love seeing people who can do not just not play just one instrument, but play several. And it's not really a common thing. And I think that's what drew me initially to Milk Drive, aside from the vocals, because I got to admit, that's the first thing. But I don't know, I'll just kind of throw the question out there. Perhaps you start learning on one instrument and you go from there, or how is it that you discover you can kind of leap about and play different instruments?
Music encompasses all languages. And so once you learn one, it's pretty easy to go to the other. And especially with people like Dennis over here, who started playing when he was like 2 years old, that was programmed for so long that like whenever he probably already knew how to play when he already picked it up.
And, I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt it. I guess, and of
as
course,
his,
you know.
As his son is learning to play fiddle right now.
No, like, Dennis. Old, yep. Oh,
starting
I
the cycle
it.
Over again. He's a fifth generation fiddle
in
player,
the, in the family. Yeah. In the family. And of course, I'm asking such a ridiculous question as a person who doesn't play anything yet. but it's great. It's just enjoyable. And again, you know, I just keep saying it over and over. Great band to see live. You want to see Milk Drive live, you are in for a treat. And I'm going to remind everybody again, you can see them Friday night at the Cactus Cafe. I think we have time for one more, guys.
Awesome. We're going to play another new song off the new record. This one's called Bones. And then it leeways into one called Ode to Alice.
Of all the places for you to walk into, you had to choose this one, didn't you? And I'm supposed to carry on like I know you, but I don't want to, I don't want to. The places that you visited on your pen map, like portraits hung in hallways, always long heading back. But I don't want to, I don't want to, I don't want to, I don't want to, cause it shakes my. It shakes my bones.
exquisite. Studio 1A, it's Milk Drive, ta-da! A lovely, lovely tune. Well, two, actually. Bones, and then a gorgeous seg into Ode to Alice. Remember the new album, Places You've Not Been, and you get the chance to see Milk Drive at the Cactus Cafe on Friday night. Brian, Dennis, Noah, Jesse, thank you so much for playing this afternoon.
Thank you, Lori. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. It is a joy. And, you know, I'm going to keep geeking out, so I hope you don't mind that very much. Make sure that you see them at the Cactus Cafe Friday night. Also want to say a big thank you to our studio engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. It's because of them, everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. Woohoo! I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.